You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have in the studio with me today the Recreation Programming Specialist for Hastings, Paige Marshall Bigler. Paige, it's good to have you back.
And it's good to be here.
It has been a long winter. That has been a winter that hasn't wanted to let go. We're also looks like on hopefully the very tail end of COVID. So I understand that the Parks and Recreation Department of Hastings has been quite busy. You were telling me as we were getting going that it's been just kind of like a whirlwind of activity in the Parks Department. And what I'd like to do today is have you kind of bring our listeners up to date on things that they can expect to be able to go to and attend for spring and summer that are being put on by the Parks and Recreation Department. We're getting ready to really launch things out, so let me know in the spring what kind of things we can look for going on.
Yeah, so in the spring, our Parks and Rec Department partners with lots of different organizations and businesses to be a part of different programs here in Hastings and surrounding area. One event that's coming up this spring that you can still register for is our bike tour event, and that is coordinated by the Hastings Chamber, Prescott Chamber, and partners include the City of Hastings Parks and Rec Department as well as Carpenter Nature Center and other businesses such as Port of Hastings Outfitters will lead one of our rides for the three different bike tours happening, and that's taking place on Saturday, May 7th.
All right, and what are some of the routes that the bike tour is going to take? And is it going to be one long or one big event for all three of them, or are you breaking them up? How's that going to work?
Yeah, so on the Hastings Chamber website, www.hastingsmn.org, you can register on their website for one of three rides. One ride is the 10-mile loop in Hastings, and then another ride starts in Hastings and ends in Prescott along the Point Douglas Trail. And then the other ride starts in Prescott and ends in Hastings along the Point Douglas Trail. So there's options for people who live in Hastings or in Prescott or visitors who want to come to Hastings to experience our 10-mile loop. So we're really trying to encourage people not from Hastings to be a part of the bike tours and experience both downtowns, whether it's Hastings or Prescott, all the awesome shops, businesses, restaurants, breweries, and coffee shops and stores along the riverfront in Prescott and Hastings.
And do any of these businesses, are they doing anything in cooperation with the bike tours, like come on in for this or that or something off on a product or a service we provide?
Yeah, and it's just mostly to encourage people to experience the downtown in Hastings and Prescott. And I imagine, thanks to our awesome businesses, I actually live in Prescott.
Okay.
So I know all year round they have fantastic deals for visitors and restaurants and residents to come on in all year round. So you can experience either city on a bike tour starting at 9, 10, or 11 o'clock on Saturday, May 7th, and registration is on the Hastings Chamber website.
Excellent. And then when people are, when we're done with the tour, there are going to be all kinds of activities going on throughout the spring and summer. What are some of the highlights that you want to let our listeners know about?
Absolutely. So each year, and this will actually be the seventh season that the city has supported the Levy Park events at the Rotary Pavilion in downtown Hastings. And we kick off our year of our season of programming with our summer kickoff. That's starting on Tuesday, June 7th, 5:30 to 8. So our summer kickoff is really to celebrate the start of summer as well as the start of all of our programs happening down at Levy Park. So you'll see live music. There'll be an opportunity to try Bollywood dance, food trucks, inflatables, face painting, character artists, balloon artists, and so much more. A note about all of our Levy Park events coordinated by our Parks and Rec Department is that the events are free.
Nice. And that summer kickoff tends to be a fairly well-attended event every year that you've been able to have it, pardon me, and I look forward to that kickoff event, and then it brings in a whole just summer-long, you know, schedule of things going on. We got music in the park, movies in the park, performance in the park, the story walk, which is always kind of a neat thing to me. I go down to the riverfront every so often, and I see kids walking along from signpost to signpost, and they have a great time with it. What are some of the story walk titles that you've got coming up?
So coming up for Earth Day, we have the Story Walk 10 Pigs, and that's a new story walk, and that's a partnership with Pleasant Hill Library. So the library is able to get that copyright and licensing and any other logistics needed, and then we install the story walks from Levy Park to JC Park. And so we like to do them typically in spring, summer, and fall. So you'll see one this spring for Earth Day, as well as the story walk coming up this summer, and then a story walk the end of September.
All right. And how hard is it? Who makes the story walk actual kind of billboards, or the you know, from post to post, you put those up? Does Public Works do that, or do you get them from somewhere?
Yeah, so we get them from Pleasant Hill Library. It's a part of the Dakota County Library System.
Mm-hmm.
So all the libraries in Dakota County, those basically are rented out for use.
Oh, okay.
So we have access to them based on what's happening in all the other cities in Dakota County.
It would be interesting to know the process of who actually puts those together. So, you know, the kids can go from station to station and read it. And they have a great time with that.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of different counties, cities, states have a version of a story walk. And some have permanent spaces where they have story walks installed along their trail. And then they change out the panels mm-hmm. within. Or you have like ours, where we install them for a temporary weekend.
All right. And another thing that kind of hits kind of close home to me, because I like performing music, is the Music in the Park series. I see here in the information that you provided me that there is just a whole bunch of acts that are signed up starting in June and working through September. Go over some of those. What, as you look at the list, what might be ones that you would like to really attend? Or what are some of the crowd favorites maybe from past years?
Absolutely. So our Music in the Park series has really expanded over the years, and that is a direct reflection of the feedback that we see from visitors and residents here in Hastings. So we've expanded that, and that was made possible directly from a sponsorship from the Ruth and George Doffing Charitable Fund. So they donate dollars for the last, this will be the third season that they're supporting the expansion, both quantity and quality of our bands. So a lot of our bands that we book inquire through our department. So I take inquiries all year round, and then I review all those inquiries. So this year we had, I think it was just under 80 groups that reached out to our department. Mm-hmm. So I review all those, and then based off the genres, the style, the group size, and then getting a variety of bands to attract lots of different interests, I book that schedule beginning of June through the beginning of September. This year we have 12 bands booked. They're all larger bands. Some are tribute bands. Some are funk, blues, soul bands. We got country, rock, and pop bands. We have a Latin fusion band. So really it depends what you like. We hope that you come down for one, if not all. So it's a lot of fun. Typically you'll see people bring their coolers. Or maybe pack a picnic. You can also get takeout from one of the awesome restaurants throughout Hastings. That's a really fun night out with family or friends.
I like some of the names of the performers you have signed up for this year. Of course, Nick Fox and the Metro Gnomes, G-N-O-M-A. Yes. I like the name Bok Choy. That should be an interesting concert. You know, jazz and funk. And then you also have Divas Through the Decades. That'll be the first one in the beginning of June. Pop tributes and 40s. It's just a good evening to go sit out on at the pavilion and maybe lay out a blanket on the hill there and enjoy some good music. We also have a thing that I saw that came through the city council recently, where one of the business owners downtown has contributed a good chunk of money for what they call rec plus art plus police. And that is an interesting concept to me. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So that is a partnership with our Hastings Police Department, our Parks and Rec Department, Hastings Prescott Area Arts Council, and then funders such as SC Toys, Barb, and Country Financial, Mandy. Both of those funders reached out to be a part of summer programming, and Barb really saw a need and a gap for teen programming. So we're really hoping to reach those teens with some really fun programs in the park, with activities, with an art component. Maybe there's some tie-dyeing of shirts. Maybe there's an interactive DJ that has awesome contests and giveaways. So we're really trying to reach those teens in Hastings, but also families with youth. So we'd love to see people come out to that. That's a free program. It's kicking off at Levy Park on Wednesday, June 22nd from 1 to 2. So we'll have the awesome DJ with some really cool giveaways, and then some interactive activities with an art component, and you should see some free food. Yeah. So we're
that's
excited.
Always good.
Yeah. And then we'll also be rotating to different parks throughout Hastings as well. So we'll have that information up on our city website, hastingsmn.gov, in May.
All right. I also like the idea that Barb put forward of involving the Hastings Police Department to kind of build up that sense of community between the residents and the department. There, you know, I don't want to bring a whole lot of, you know, state and national news into it, but there is kind of a need to reestablish community and communication between city residents and a police department. And this is a great way to do it. And I think at some point I'd like to get Community Engagement Officer Ranowski in here to help her, you know, to have her be able to talk about that a little bit too.
Absolutely. Our Officer Ranowski had the idea to partner on summer programming. So it really all fell into place with lots of different partners to make this program happen. And the communication between SC Toys last summer wanting to partner with programming and really offer opportunities for teens to engage throughout the summertime. And then with Officer Ranowski's initiative to be a part of our community, not only with this programming, but a lot of programming, she is out and active in our community.
That's a good thing. I understand she does very well in that position, and it's good to have her. Also coming up in June is a worldwide event that Hastings will participate in called Make Music Day. This has been a program that is growing in popularity, not only here in Hastings, but like I say, worldwide. So tell me what the preparations for Make Music Day, how are they going? And do you have slots left, or are you all filled up there too?
Yeah, so for Make Music Day, as you mentioned, it is a worldwide celebration. It happens every year on June 21st. So this year it'll be on a Tuesday. And we work, I work with some awesome volunteers to make this possible and coordinate, as well as all of our volunteer musicians that fill out applications to be a part of Make Music Day. Because it falls on June 21st each year, sometimes it's a little tricky since it's a weekday this year. But we see awesome support from visitors and residents, as well as the musicians making their time and talents available, especially on a weekday. So we travel to different parks throughout Hastings. And then in the evening, we end at Levy Park. So we get a variety of musicians and bands that apply to be a part of Make Music Day. And then we book them to create some kind of structure around a calendar for the day. In other countries, so there's 170 countries that participate, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Throughout the world.
Yep.
And Make Music Day happens here in Hastings as well as in the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. So that's the only two cities that participate in Minnesota. And you'll see some other cities in Wisconsin and some other nearby Midwest states. So it's definitely growing in popularity. And we have some really awesome local talent that's applied this year, as well as some metro area talent. So we're excited to have not only returning groups perform, but also new groups perform. We always welcome performers. So we're just trying to fit all the groups in based on their availability, because a lot of these musicians are donating their time or possibly taking the day off work to be a part of this. So we try to expand on those spots. So this year we're thinking to be more in line with France and London and Paris and all the other countries that have roaming artists. So we're thinking about having duos and singles, maybe under the highway 61 bridge, and then also on 2nd Street by Oliver's Grove Park. To really give that feel of musicians out and about in the community, not just at our park facilities, but also downtown, kind of giving that really cool feel of kind of roaming around the streets by Oliver's Grove, 2nd Street area.
I also remember a number of years ago, well, a few years ago, there was a small group of musicians that decided to set up camp right on the corner by the city hall. They had their accordions out and they were just doing that. And then I apologize for not remembering the name, but there is a group of musicians that will perform while driving around in an old, I believe, red pickup truck. So, you know, as Music Day, Make Music Day comes up, get out, get around, see these people. It'll be nice to see some performers maybe standing in front of the mural under the bridge or down at Oliver's Grove downtown.
Absolutely. And if you are a musician, a soloist, a duo, or a trio, and if you're interested in being a part of Make Music Day, we do have our lineup almost set based on all of the musicians' availabilities and all of our park space availabilities. But we do welcome musicians in the essence of Make Music Day, making it accessible to all musicians to be a part of the day. So if you're a musician, Make Music Day is June 21st. If you want to bring out your instrument of choice and just play on your porch or play on your patio. Make Music Day, the essence of Make Music Day is to encourage musicians and the community to support musicians on Make Music Day.
All right. And we are just about out of time. It's been kind of like a whirlwind tour of summer in Hastings. So what I'd like to do at this point, Paige, is provide you the opportunity to give contact information for the Parks and Rec Department if people have questions or if they want to learn about what's coming up or how they can get involved.
Absolutely. So all of our information is on our city website, hastingsmn.gov. You can reach me, Paige Marshall Bigler, with the City of Hastings Parks Department at 651-480-6182. And have a great summer.
Get out and enjoy the programming that the Hastings Parks and Recreation Department put together. I would like to thank my guest for this segment of Community In-Depth. Paige Marshall Bigler, thank you for coming in. You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
We built this city. We built this city.